And that, what if you were taking the, sometimes when you're getting a field ready, you get the rocks off the field, and the rocks.
They call that cleaning it up.
Yeah, when you take those rocks off, would you, is that the same expression you'd use, by the way, if your mother was, when your mother in the morning would clean up the house, would you use cleaning up, or would you use some another word?
Well, we call that clearing the land.
Clearing the land, but
clearing the land, putting it for ready for cultivation, you know.
Now, with those rocks, were those rocks and stones ever used to build any kind of a?
Yeah, they'd be a rock fences back down, the big rock fences, especially where they had the big plantation slave work, you know.
Now, were there any slaves in this area?
Yeah, there's lots of them. They slave farms up the country. That interfered with yours?
No, that's all right. That means I just didn't want to run this. I didn't want to talk while she's on the phone. I didn't want to bother her.
The back end of his car locked.
Excuse me. What did they raise on these larger farms where they had slaves?
Mostly corn and wheat, I imagine.
They didn't raise any cotton.
Well, not up in here. The cotton belt in the lower in the Tennessee.
That was what I was wondering. Now, did you have chickens?
Yeah, they have. That's what we bought all the gooses, the chickens and eggs.
What did you put in the nest to fool the chickens?
Well, put straw, make for nest.
Yeah, and then you put a little, you might put an artificial egg in there.
Well, you could put an artificial egg or leave one of the eggs in. We used to buy artificial eggs.
What were they made of?
I don't know. Some kind of plastic, I reckon.
No,
right?
There was no plastic then.
Smaller